What do we know to this point about the ability of this substance to prevent neuropathy?
So that first trial showed that there was a reduction in the grade 3 neuropathy. What happened was there was an increase in the grade 1 and grade 2 neuropathy and a reduction in grade 3. So it looked like you shifted patients into lower grades of neuropathy. The controversial part of that trial was we didn't look at the duration of neuropathy after stopping chemotherapy. So could you shorten the recovery period for the neuropathy? We didn't look at that, and we need to look at that in the second part. Of course, the other thing that we did, and we did actually very satisfactorily, was to show that there wasn't a decrease in the activity of the chemotherapy. Because anything you add in that stops toxicity, you know, oncologists worry about, yeah, it stops toxicity, but does it stop the drug from being active? And the first trial, we definitely convinced ourselves that that was not the case. There was no difference in the activity profile. So zaliprodin is an unfinished story. And the next trial should give us, it's a bigger trial, being done, as I say, with more detailed neurophysiology. So it should give us a definitive answer to that question about neuropathy. What it won't do is give us the business of how would you use such a drug? Would you use it to give standard dose oxaliplatin but just ablate the neurotoxicity? Or would you use it in the other way to dose escalate oxaliplatin and then try and get more activity out of the drug? And I think that's an open question. And if the drug works, then I guess we'll attack both of those questions.